important for us to realize with this form of tefillah, and really every form of tefillah, that even if we ask for something and we beg for something, we have to do it in the right way. We're very distant from knowing what is truly a good thing for us. We might want wealth or some other item, or even if what we want is tremendous wisdom, it's not necessarily a good thing for us. We can all identify times when we really wanted something, and after we got it, eventually we came to the realization that we would have been better off without it. The best approach is always to daven in a more general manner. The language of the tefillah should always be that our will should be whatever Hashem's will is for us. If we daven for a shidduch, it should be that we should find the shidduch that Hashem wants for us. If we daven for parnasa, we should daven that Hashem should provide for us what He knows is good for us. The concept is we are davening that Hashem should have mercy on us and not allow our averis or lack of schus to get in the way of granting our needs. Even when we're davening for the geula, which we already know from Chazal that this is Ritzon Shemayim, the language we use has to be in that manner. It's also important to realize that we have an obligation of yira, awe and fear of Hashem, as much as we have an obligation to love Hashem. Hashem is our Father, and we address Him as such, Avinu, but we also say Malkeinu, which He is our King. The level of fear and respect we have to have in conjunction with the closeness of a father. We don't speak to Hashem as a friend. The fact that we can relate to Hashem at all as a father is because that's what Hashem desires, Beroiv an v'senusa, with His great humility, to relate to us from His position as Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And every tefillah has both aspects to it, built into the language that Chazal made for us, like Avinu Malkeinu, and both those concepts have to guide us in our davening. Nonetheless, when we are in great need, the best thing to do is to daven and daven and daven to great measure, take out that Tehillim and give it all we've got. Another thing to be very careful about is not to allow the fact that we are davening so much to cause us to have a complaint, so to speak, against Hashem. And it's a very easy pitfall to stumble into. We daven and daven and daven, and we put all our energy into it, and Hashem didn't listen. Why not? It can be a very bitter pill to swallow. So we can't let our effort in davening work against us. We have to both not allow these thoughts to creep into our mind and subvert us, make it difficult for us. Of course, every person by nature is going to wonder and to question and you know, why didn't this happen and why did this happen? That's the nature of us being human, but we can't let it happen as a result of our tefillah. We have to work on our amunah as we always work on our amunah. But don't allow the ribuy ha-tefillah, the energy that we're putting into tefillah, work then against us. That would be terrible. And at the same time, we also can't give up. We have to keep on davening, as Chazal say, Kaveh el Hashem, Chazek v'yamaz libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. Kaveh el Hashem means hope, or pray to Hashem. And then strengthen your heart, Chazak v'yamaz libecha, and then Kaveh el Hashem, continue to daven to Hashem, without fail, without let up. Look how Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Aschanan, which is 515 tefillahs. So he davened 100 tefillahs. And those were tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wasn't answered. And he davened another 100 tefillahs, and he still wasn't answered. And he davened another 100 tefillahs. 300. He still wasn't answered. He didn't stop. He davened another 100 tefillahs. 400 tefillahs. He still didn't stop. He was not going to stop. Only when Hashem commanded him, Rav Loch, it's enough. So then he understood, Ritzon Shemayim is he should stop davening. He stopped davening. And even Moshe Rabbeinu can daven so much and not be answered for reasons known to Hashem. And that's what we have to use to be mechazik, our own amuna, when we're davening, that Hashem wants us to daven and we'll daven and daven and daven until He tells us to stop, which we're not Nevi'im, so that's not going to happen. But we can't let it work against us. And we understand that Hashem wants our tefillahs, and every tefillah has a point, and every tefillah has a purpose and it does something and it accomplishes something. It's not wasting our time. It's a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tefillos are always niskavel. But Hashem ultimately decides what is right for us and what's not right for us.